Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Coming up on 722 this Tuesday morning, some scattered storms likely today with a high of 82 degrees. Got to get through today and early tomorrow, and then we hit a fantastic stretch as we bring in Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Niznanski.
Well, what's going on, guys?
We got some really nice days ahead. Get to that in a second. But what do you see today, Niz, in terms of timing for when we could get wet?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be pretty scattered even when it does arrive. So it's definitely not a slam dunk, but it is our best chance for rain that we have this week. I would say in general, we're going to see these scattered storms start to increase in coverage late morning, 10, 11 o'clock, and into the afternoon, probably starting with our northern spots and then eventually everybody by the afternoon. And then we could see a couple more scattered storms tonight and even again tomorrow. So we get through this 24-hour or so period, and then it's smooth sailing the rest of the week.
I hate the scattered storms because you can't plan anything, right? I mean, like, I'm supposed to play pickleball tonight just after 6 o'clock. I don't know what to do. Should I, you don't want to call it off at 7 a.m. being like, I don't know, it could be rain. Then, you look out your door and it's beautiful.
I would say, if you do have outdoor plans, I wouldn't cancel them or think about, but just know that there's the chance. But I agree with you. In fact, I have another time we'll have to play it. I had an angry caller a couple weeks ago.
No, I don't believe that. Who would be angry with you?
It was one of those things where it was during that stretch where it was like literally every day 90% of us were going to stay dry, but then 10% of us were going to get this little pop-up storm. Now, today is definitely more coverage than that, but this was the scenario that we had that day. And he happened to be the 10%, and he got, a pretty good downpour and a shower, and he was a farmer, and he just cut hay. And it's just like, I understood why he was upset, but I'm like, hey, this is exactly what was forecasted. 99% of the area didn't get a drop today. You ended up being that one, that 10%, that got it. So he was not very happy. but today I would say, here's classic weatherman day, 50-50 chance that he,
okay, good.
You're going to be good.
We'll flip a coin at 5 o'clock.
Hey, Niz, what's your take on Twisters? Is that a movie that you need to go see?
Yeah. I saw it yesterday with my oldest.
Yes. All right.
Yeah. So I loved it. I thought it was great. I mean, it's not going to be an Oscar winning movie, but it is. It's what you would expect it to be. And I think the consensus with the meteorologist is there is at the very least, a very big effort to have the actors and the scripts be very much accurate as far
really?
As terminology. And I would say compared to many other weather movies that are out there some are just so crazy, far-fetched, like crazy stuff. This one has a very big effort to actually be, obviously the whole Hollywood aspect of it, of somehow these chasers intercept like 15 tornadoes in a 24-hour period. It's a little crazy.
Right. You could be down there a week and not see one, right, dude?
Exactly. Totally. So there's obviously that. But as far as what they're saying and what they're doing has some scientific chops to it. There were only a couple times where someone said something that was just like, yeah, that's not right.
Are you that guy in the theater sitting there with your kids going, bah, that would never happen, actually. The vortices would never happen.
I'm not. And unfortunately, there are some meteorologists who are like that. Me, like, I just, just make a little mental note and move on and actually just appreciate that, like, this, they did a really, really good job. They incorporated actually the National Weather Service is like part of it. They've incorporated some TV meteorologists down in Oklahoma, and they did a very good job of balancing Hollywood and what really goes on.
I just remember in the original, the tornadoes were like growling.
yeah, that's true. there still is some very, very, far-fetched, you know, visual things that are going on. But there's also some play on, like, some real-life events. Like, I don't want to ruin it or anything, but the big tornado at the end is in El Reno, Oklahoma, which El Reno, Oklahoma has one of the strongest tornadoes on record in recent memory. It was the EF5, I believe, was like 5-6 years ago. So, like, there is loose ties to reality too with it. That was you know, historical reality, which I thought was cool.
Was there a touching love story? Was it the wife or the ex-wife who just he's married to storm chasing, not to me. I can't do it anymore.
There is, but it's not that staffy and soapy. I don't want to get too much into it because then I would give it away. But yes, the main character, the heartthrob Glenn Powell, that the main dude actor that all the ladies are swooning over. I actually liked him. He was funny.
Awesome. Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Iznanski.
And all storm chasers are that gorgeous, too.
Absolutely. There's one right there, folks. Thanks, Niz.
See you guys.
News About Your Money this morning. Boy, they would only listen to me. They need me to chase these storms. And I'm sorry.
I'm the only one that can stop it.
I'm the only one that can stop it. And sometimes you have to make sacrifices. And if you can't understand that and believe in me, it'd be nice if someone believed in me. Go see it anyway.
And the Oscar goes to...